and Orville too for sharing with us the word of the Lord this morning. As we spend a moment now in this Easter joy and gladness of the Lord's resurrection to hear his word, ponder for a moment how that word affects our life now, these days, and of course in the promises of everlasting life. We join with the gospel of the Apostle Matthew in chapter 28, verses 1 to 6. And we join there with one whose life was dramatically changed, powerfully changed. Mary Magdalene was one of those that could join with John Newton in singing about the Lord's amazing grace. Now, those of you who may be a guest here with us today, this Lenten season, we've been exploring and hearing how John Newton's hymn, Amazing Grace, celebrated, by the way, in its 250th anniversary this year, is an expression that many within the biblical accounts of the Lord's promises and life to us have affected lives changed, and that amazing grace is reflected there. Mary Magdalene is one of them. Resurrection Day for us as God's people. Actually, for the whole world, even if they don't recognize Jesus as the risen one, is Amazing Grace Day. That the Lord God would show us his amazing grace in this powerful, life-changing way of raising his son, bringing Jesus Christ back to life, and displaying him for his glory in our lives. This is a day of amazing grace that we celebrate as God's people. Whether we sing Amazing Grace with John Newton, or celebrate with that one who was going on that Sabbath day, the day after the Sabbath day, to go and anoint Jesus' body. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, carrying spices, to do what they were called to do, the need to do, caring for this one that they loved who now had been crucified, was buried. But they had to do that in haste because it was the Sabbath and they didn't have much time to bury their Lord properly. So now they're heading back to the tomb with special spices and they're going to anoint Jesus' body properly for burial. Well, I guess they too, like the men who were hiding in the upper room that resurrection day, had forgotten that Jesus had told them, look, I'm going to rise from the dead on the third day. Prepare for that. Be ready for that. Look for that. But they weren't quite there yet. And so they were on their way to the tomb and talking. Who's going to roll the stone away, by the way? We hadn't thought about that. What are we going to do when we get there if the stone's still there? Well, they hadn't thought about that too, but they're going to go in their duty to anoint Jesus' body. And so we hear it in Matthew this way, that after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. And we hear about this woman named Mary who has experienced amazing grace in her own life. Mary had been freed from 7 demons. Those 7 demons had plagued her in her physical life for sure. Mary's from Magdala, a little town on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee. And in Jesus' ministry throughout Galilee, he had visited Magdala and obviously met Mary there and freed her from these 7 demons that had plagued her life. Now, physically, you can imagine what that had done to Mary. Right? She certainly was living a life of despair. After all, who would want to be a friend with someone who had 7 demons that plagued them? She certainly was lonely in that despair and probably lived a life being ridiculed by her family and friends and her community. But all of that Mary was experiencing physically was a reflection of what we're also dealing with in our spiritual life. The darkness of which sin and its condemnation brings us. And these 7 demons had captured Mary in that darkness and were keeping her there. But Jesus came to her sometime in his ministry and showing the amazing grace of our Heavenly Father's love for us, freed her from that spiritual darkness in her physical life as well. Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, would later write about this experience of Mary, not necessarily directly, but referring to it, what you just heard Orville read a minute ago. The Almighty anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil. Well, that's Mary. That's Mary. And Peter's referring to this kind of life change that people experience when they hear the gospel account of Jesus' life, like you and I have experienced. A life that's changed, not just here and now, but unto eternity, to the glory of our Lord in his amazing grace. Because, Peter says, the Lord God was with Jesus when he did these things. In fact, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Amazing grace of our Heavenly Father given to us that we might know that sweet song of life and victory. And to declare that with not just a verse of a hymn, but to live it out with lives that have been changed in Jesus Christ to his glory each and every day. Of all the amazing, all the issues that amazing grace brings to us, new life, that is, grace confronting the dark forces of evil that seek to destroy us in death. Friends, this is the ultimate gift that we're given by our Heavenly Father in his risen Son, confronting our death, my condemnation, and that darkness that I live under that torments me every day. The Lord God's amazing grace confronts this darkness and brings us from darkness to light. We know, just like Mary Magdalene knew, that it takes intervention from on high to claim that victory over our most powerful enemies. We can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do anything on my own. I'm powerless. I'm blind. I'm dead. I'm an enemy of God without this amazing grace. And yet, he does it for me in this gift. And he displays that power on that resurrection day for us. This is how he intervenes. There was a violent earthquake, Matthew tells us. Yeah, the Lord God worked supernaturally in his creation to declare something was going on. And he sent an angel, which came down from heaven. And that angel had a purpose, a meaning within his being among us. And that was to roll back the stone. Ladies, you want to anoint my son in burial? Let me roll the stone back for you. I'll take care of it. Maybe you forgot that little part when you were on your hike to the tomb that day with your spices, but let me take care of it for you. Miraculously. Amazingly. And that angel sat on that stone. A significant gesture of victory. In those days, in biblical times, when you conquered an enemy, you sat on him. Or you sat on his throne, or you sat on something that represented your enemy. And the angel of the Lord, proclaiming victory, sits on that stone for us. It's been rolled away. Amazing grace has been shown and given, and I'll declare that victory. The angel says then to these women who live there in that moment of amazing grace, the angel says, Jesus is not here. He's risen, just as he said. So come. Come and see the place where he lay. And isn't that what the Lord God works in your life and mine? A gracious invitation to see him at work. Come, friends. Come and know the great love your Heavenly Father has for you. The greatest love that he has for you, that he would send his one and only Son. Come and see where Jesus expresses that grace by giving himself over into death for the sacrifice that our sins would be forgiven. Come and see this grace. Know it. Come then and see this place where he has conquered death, his empty tomb, that he has walked from that tomb alive and free and victorious for you and for me and all who would believe in him as Savior and Lord. This is the Lord God's amazing grace at work for you and me, for which we celebrate today and each day unto eternity. The Lord God Almighty brings us into the work of his amazing grace, which is life-changing. Mary knew it. The other woman, other Mary with Mary discovered it that resurrection day. And you and I, we live it. It's our Father's total expression of his grace, which it accomplishes, bringing back to life that which was dead. You and me, and Mary, and all who believe in him as Jesus, as Savior and Lord, Jesus brings back that which is dead to life. We know it in these days. One day when Jesus returns again, we'll know it. Now again in a new way with a glorified body, and we'll know that life unto eternity because he's promised us that. In his amazing grace. So Mary, the other Mary, the women who were at the tomb that day, knowing this grace, inviting into that empty tomb to see the power of the work of the Lord, is something that they found that day and that we celebrate this day. You have been raised with Christ. You died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God, in the Lord God Almighty. So when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the truth that defines us as men and women of the cross and the empty tomb of amazing grace today. So the angel says to these women, as they're experiencing this moment of eternal grace, go quickly and tell his disciples he's risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee, and there you'll see him. And so these women, Mary Magdalene included, is sent into the lives of people. The disciples at that moment in time, but for you and me, sent also with this good news of God's grace into the lives of people, as that grace has been sent into your life. So now we go bearing that message of life, like to a guy, Matthew, a disciple of Jesus. Remember what Matthew was before he was called to be a disciple? He was a tax collector, hated, despised. In that life, a despairing existence among his own Jewish people. But his life was changed when he was called to be a disciple of Jesus in that good news. We find ourselves there too at moments of life, despairing. Ah, but remember, we know amazing grace, and that grace has given to us life. There's no way Matthew would go back to that life as a tax collector, even though he doesn't know at this point in time that Jesus has risen from the dead. But Mary goes and tells him. What about you? When you're in the dumps, despairing, don't we have an opportunity to encourage each other in the new life that we've been given? There's no despair in life. That old life that we belong to, we're freed from. It's no longer ours. No, we live a life of amazing grace because of the message that we proclaim today. He is risen, as we declare. He is risen indeed. Yes. Hallelujah. There's a guy with Matthew named John. Remember who John was, the disciple? He was the one whom Jesus loved. Jesus and John had a relationship like best friends. And now John's best friend is dead and buried. Imagine how lonely that is. You know how lonely that is when you lose someone in life that you're close to, best friend, spouse. And John is dealing with this loneliness in this moment until Mary has a chance to go and tell him Jesus is risen from the dead. I'm there too. So are you. Lonely. But don't we have an opportunity like Mary and the women, because we know of this amazing grace of our God and Savior, to remind each other, look, we've got somebody who's promised to be with us always. His name is Jesus, and he lives in us by his Spirit. John would go on years later to move with Jesus' mother Mary into what we now call today Western Turkey. And he would, in his letter of Revelation, write to these seven churches in that area. Seven churches who had embraced him as a brother. He was in fellowship with them. In fact, they loved John so much that on Sunday mornings when they would go to worship, they would carry him on their shoulders out of respect, love for him. What about you and me? In the fellowship of the church, this is where we find we are never alone. And the bonds that bring us together as God's people, as we belong to him and his amazing grace, that amazing grace brings us together too. And so, yes indeed, this is the message we share. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Yeah. And then there's Peter. Peter's one of those with Matthew and John and the other disciples who's endured great ridicule these days. Lord, I'll never deny you. In fact, I'd even go to death before I deny you, he had said. And yet, just a few hours later, after the cock crowed for the third time, Jesus looked at him, and Peter knew. Oh, I just denied my Lord that I knew him three times. Can you imagine what his fellow disciples were saying to him? Peter, how could you do that? You're not worthy to be with us. Why are you still here? A life lived under great ridicule. I know that. You do too. Ridiculed for my faith, the truth that I stand for, that God would in his grace work in this miraculous way of raising his son, and yet we believe. We know and we cling to that message that is proclaimed today for our salvation. Peter would go on and know great reconciliation, even with those who ridiculed him. And he would write about this truth of being one with one another in Jesus Christ, the risen one, even when there is dissension, fractions among us, that we would be reconciled one to another in Jesus Christ. Even as we have been with our Heavenly Father, so it's expressed among us. That amazing grace that defines us as God's people. A message which we declare, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. A message of incredible grace. And lived out in your life and mine to the glory of our saving God. In Jesus our Savior. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the joy of celebrating the way that you show us that amazing grace most powerfully of overcoming and conquering death and sin and our condemnation, freeing us as you did Mary Magdalene to live the lives now as your people blessed by you. To you be the praise and the glory and the honor as that amazing grace is lived out among us as your people. We love you, Father, because you have first loved us in Jesus, your Son. And we want our lives to conform in that grace, your grace, into the very likeness of Jesus. Holy Spirit, work in us in that powerful way to walk in the ways of Christ the Lord. Now and until life everlasting. In Jesus, our Savior's name, we praise you and we pray. Amen. Amen. Friends, may the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God our Heavenly Father, and the power and the blessing of the Holy Spirit for which you know in this amazing grace-filled day be with you now each and every day as you walk in that grace in Jesus.